An NBC Wall Street Journal poll out this week shows Hillary Clinton with an 11-point lead nationally over Donald Trump. And in many battleground states, Clinton now has the lead as well. But in Ohio, it's still close. So let's check in Ohio with Joe Ingles, reporter with Ohio Public Radio. Hi, Joe.
Hello.
And Daryl Rowland is with us as well. He is public affairs editor for the Columbus Dispatch. Hi, Daryl.
Great to be with you, Jeremy.
And, you know, one of the interesting things as we've looked at the polls in a lot of the swing states is that states like Pennsylvania, even Florida, North Carolina, they've shown a trend toward Hillary Clinton in recent weeks. But Ohio seems to be a bit more friendly to Donald Trump. Is that the case now, even after the debates and after the tape that came out last week? I'll start with you, Joe.
Well, we don't really know about what effect that tape is going to have on anything because we haven't seen polling yet. But yes, as in general, Ohioans are embracing Donald Trump a little differently. He's got that anti-establishment crowd that doesn't, you know, they're Republican, but they don't like the mainstream Republicans, more of the Tea Party, you might say. He's also attracting new voters and voters who haven't voted in a long time. They love his kind of, you know, give him heck attitude. There seems to be a lot of pent-up frustration in Ohio, and his show business feel, the way he talks to him and the things he says, that's attractive to a lot of Ohioans.
So, Daryl, what do you make then of the senator from Ohio, Republican Senator Rob Portman, deciding to back away from Trump over the weekend? He's in a reelection race, although he has been leading in the polls. But does that tell you something about where Ohio voters or Ohio Republicans are that the Republican senator decided to back away from Trump?
Oh, absolutely. Rob Portman is perhaps the epitome of the Republican establishment here in Ohio. He's just running for a re-election as a senator for his second term. He's been in Congress. He was with the Bush administration as trade representative and budget director. He was a little bit later to the game. We were measuring this by hours, of course, but he finally did come out and condemn Mr. Trump's statements. I should say on the polling, I think, Jeremy, we are seeing a swing to Secretary Clinton. We just have a couple of polls, and frankly, both are pre-debate and pre-tape. Monmouth University and CBS YouGov both have Mrs. Clinton ahead by 2 to 4 points. Hmm. I've talked to some folks who've done some internal polling. They're seeing that reflected. Again, this is before the crazy events over the weekend.
Well, one of the big issues that Donald Trump has been talking about and something that has resonated not just in Ohio, but also in Michigan, Wisconsin, even Pennsylvania, is the issue of trade deals and the issue of jobs. Let's listen to him a little bit here. This is him last week in Nevada.
Ford has announced it's moving all of its small car production to Mexico on top of the massive plant that they announced 3 years ago. That's going to cost $2 billion. That's now complete. And then you wonder why we're doing well in Michigan and Ohio. Because I've been saying this for 5 years. I haven't been saying this for the last 2 weeks, like Hillary, who doesn't know what's happening. I've been saying this for 5 years. And the people of Michigan know that. And the people of Ohio know that.
So, Joe, as he makes that message, is Hillary Clinton countering that in Ohio, or how is that resonating with Ohio voters?
Well, I'm sure that's resonating with some of his voters, some of the people who like him. Although we've heard, you know, Ford says that that's kind of taken out of context, that that's not really accurate. The company has actually come out and said that in the past. And his voters don't necessarily believe the fact checking that's going on here. They think the more mainstream media tends to lie in their opinion, and they don't like what we say.
But so, what about that issue, though, that he's getting at, which is things have been difficult for a certain class of voters in Ohio and around the states in the industrial Midwest, and that things aren't good for them.
And that is something that tends to be resonating with some areas of the state. If you look up in Youngstown, that's a heavily industrial area. They've lost jobs up there. This whole idea of losing out on trade appeals to voters in Youngstown. And this year, it looks like he is attracting voters there, voters that, incidentally, in previous elections, many of them have gone Democratic.
Daryl?
Yeah, I agree. There's no question this has an appeal to to many disaffected voters. And this is part of the reason why you're seeing Ohio being a little bit different. We, you know, Ohio's been the leading bellwether in the country since 1900.
Right.
But we are, having said that, over those years, we've been a little more Republican than the nation. In this particular election, we have Ohio sort of gets hit on two fronts. It's, to use that old perfect storm cliche, Trump is appealing to older white voters. Ohio has disproportionate amounts of older white voters. And he's appealing on this trade issue, which is much more important in Ohio than, you know, almost any other state outside the Midwest. You know, that's why he's doing a little bit better. But I think you've also seen 538.com, Larry Sabato's Crystal Ball. They've moved Ohio into Hillary Clinton territory.
So why, if Hillary Clinton is doing well now in the state of Ohio, isn't Ted Strickland also doing as well against Rob Portman in the Senate race? Joe?
Well, I think about $50 million worth of advertising, much of that from it's a dark money. It's we don't know who gave that money. We don't know where it's coming from. But $50 million worth of advertising has been spent for Rob Portman in this race. And it's been talking down Strickland. I think it was around the end of June when this money came in. And that's when you started to see the shift from Strickland being in the lead to Portman being in the lead.
Last week, Hillary Clinton made her first visit to the state since Labor Day. She won the endorsement of the Cleveland Cavaliers star player LeBron James. Let's listen.
I could not be prouder to have LeBron joining our team as we head into the home stretch. Now, one thing I know, I'll just say it because I know it's for sure. I hope to be elected president, but I know here in Ohio, LeBron will always be the king.
Daryl, how much does that endorsement matter? We know that Ohioans love LeBron James. And also, is Hillary Clinton doing a good job of keeping together the so-called Obama coalition in the state?
Those are two great questions. You know, this year, in a battleground state like Ohio, you know, every voter counts. So if LeBron's going to get you a handful, well, we'll certainly take that handful. Now, what you said about the building the Obama coalition, that is one of Hillary Clinton's big challenges in this election. We sent reporters into Cleveland, which has the largest concentration of African-American voters in Ohio. Our reporter found a noticeable lack of enthusiasm there. You referred to the Labor Day event. That was at Congresswoman Marsha Fudge's at a park in her district, predominantly black area. And it was decent turnout, but it was in terms of hundreds, certainly not thousands. So she has a challenge in those areas. Of course, the weekend events could alleviate that challenge quite a bit.
Joe, what are you going to be watching for in the weeks ahead as the campaign comes to a close in the state of Ohio? And do you expect that it's a state that Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are going to be spending a lot of time in between now and Election Day?
Well, I do believe that Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are both going to be in Ohio a lot. It seems like every day this week, either one of them or a top surrogate will be somewhere in Ohio. Going to the next question, what I am going to be watching is I'm going to be watching for these urban cores to see whether Cleveland, Cincinnati, Columbus. I'm going to be looking to see if they're energized. I'm going to be looking at the suburban rings around those cities to see if the Republicans, who tend to be mainstream Republicans and have not, a lot of them have not embraced Trump. I'm going to be looking to see if they start embracing Trump or if they're starting to even run further away from him. I think that's going to tell us a lot. And of course, this polling that will come out after this tape, after this weekend, will certainly tell us more.
By the way, has John Kasich, the governor of Ohio, suffered at all for being so anti-Trump all along?
Not at all. Ohio voted for John Kasich. He won the primary here. A lot of people have praised John Kasich, including Democrats.
That's Joe Ingles, a reporter with Ohio Public Radio, and Daryl Rowland, public affairs editor for the Columbus Dispatch, talking with us about Ohio politics, just a little less than a month until the election. Thanks so much to both of you.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks. Really appreciate it.